You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologised to Brittany Higgins for the way in which her complaint was initially handled.
It shatters me that still in this day and age that a young woman can find herself in the vulnerable situation that she was in. Not her doing. And we have to do more, whether it's in this workplace or any other workplace in the country, to ensure that people... Brittany talked about being her dream job. We are all privileged and we should be able to go about that important work safely.
The former Liberal staffer was employed in Defence Minister Linda Reynolds' office when she was allegedly raped by a colleague in 2019. She says now she's resigned, she intends to formally pursue the complaint filed with police. Minister Reynolds has told Parliament she regrets setting up a formal meeting about the incident in her office.
Saying sorry is often the hardest thing for those of us who work in this place to say. But can I say today, sorry is the easiest word for me to say. And I unreservedly apologise to Brittany Higgins. My intent and my aim was to empower Brittany and let her determine the course of her own situation. When I first met with her in my office about the matter, I was not aware of the details and circumstances of what occurred. However, I deeply, deeply regret conducting the meeting in my office where the alleged incident had occurred.
In the 24 hours since Ms. Higgins first spoke publicly about what happened, Mr. Morrison has announced a formal review into workplace culture at Parliament House. Backbencher Celia Hammond, a former university vice-chancellor, has been asked to work with MPs to improve workplace standards and protect staff. Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet Deputy Secretary Stephanie Foster will review the process for workplace complaints at Parliament House. Labor says it's important the review is bipartisan oversight and is led by an expert outside the government. During parliamentary question time, Mr. Morrison welcomed the suggestion from Labor leader Anthony Albanese.
And I thank him for that suggestion and the spirit in which it's put forward, because I'm sure all of us agree that in the important work we all do here, we all come here because we want to make a contribution to our country, and we should be able to do that in a safe environment for everyone who is here.
The Labor Party says it's in the final stages of updating its own harassment processes and policies. Labor MP Peter Murphy says there should be an independent body established within Parliament to deal with complaints.
We can't continue to tolerate a workplace which too often allows gendered misuse of power to seemingly go unpunished, or worse, where the victim is the one who experiences damage to their careers, their reputations, their health. It's time for this Parliament to do two things. Firstly, establish an independent review to see how wide and deep the problem is. And secondly, work to establish an independent office to provide truly independent advice, counselling, support. Victoria, the UK and New Zealand are doing it. We should be doing it too.
Ms Higgins has issued a statement welcoming the announcement of a formal review, but says it's disappointing that it took sharing her story on national television for action to be taken. She's called for measures beyond what Mr Morrison has announced, including a comprehensive review of the Members of Parliament Act and an independent reporting mechanism for staff where they can confidently and safely make complaints. The Greens want a parliamentary inquiry to look into the handling of Ms Higgins' complaint and a separate inquiry into any systemic issues at play. If you or anyone you know needs support, you can contact the National Sexual Assault, Domestic and Family Violence Counselling Service on 1800 RESPECT. In an emergency, call 000. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.